Welcome to the Naked Relationship Podcast. I'm Adam.
And I'm Kelly.
So we're going to give a quick shout out to our sponsors before we get into the amazing interview that we have lined up for you with an amazing couple, an amazing power couple within the lifestyle podcast community. So up first, we've got Alt Playground. And one of the things that we love about Alt Playground is, one, they're inclusive. Two, they're very progressive in everything that they're trying to do. And another thing that we love about them is, one of their missions is to be the most inclusive and modern lifestyle site out there. It's very easy to come across lifestyle sites that are not modern at all. And it can be pretty frustrating, but to kind of give you more of an indication of how inclusive Alt Playground is, they offer different gender identifications, more than just male and female, more than just your typical relationship dynamics and sexuality identifications, as a way of ensuring that all non-monogamous people feel comfortable and included by being on Alt Playground, which speaks volumes about them as a progressive platform. And so when I say that they're pushing the ball forward and being very progressive, they're constantly releasing new features on the website, on the platform, to keep up with the changing times and the diverse needs of the users, us, you, me, your spouse, whoever. But one of the things that they've told us that kind of really sticks out is, like, it's not about them, it's about their users. So again, me, you, Kelly, whoever. And so we think that is just fucking awesome. And we can't recommend altplayground.net enough. Our second sponsor is something that Kelly and I are both proud and kind of just excited about, and that is FullSwapShop.com. This is where you can go find our merch, and we've got everything from thongs to booty shorts to shot glasses and t-shirts. We've got quite a bit out there, and, you know, coffee mugs or Colfefe mugs, beanies, stickers. We've got a lot of stuff that we're offering right now, so please take advantage of it. We think it's awesome. We're pumped about it. Give us your feedback if there's any products you want to see on there, and please check it out. So without further ado, we give you Brian and Brenna from Front Porch Swingers.
All right, guys, we are joined here with Brian and Brenna, the lovely couple from Front Porch Swingers. Go ahead and introduce yourselves and say hello to the fine folks.
Hello, fine folks. I am Brenna.
I am Brian.
And we're happy to be here with you guys. Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, we are pumped about this. This is like something that has kind of been in the works for months, but it's just kind of, I don't know if it was a timing thing or what, but here we are.
Yeah, schedules are all fucked up.
Yeah, schedules are crazy. Work is crazy.
Well, and I get to hear Kelly's voice. Normally, Adam, it's just you and me. I mean, I like you, but
I mean, I don't blame you. I mean, her voice is sexy. She's sexy, and apparently, so are you.
Yeah.
That was really cute. Yeah, oh, I thought
he
it was
is
precious.
Sexy.
I hate that shit. I am the worst at fucking compliments. Terrible.
So is Kelly. I'll tell her she's beautiful, and she's like, whatever.
Yeah, I don't respond.
Oh, not me. I'm like, oh, thank you. Tell me more. I'm so vain.
She's always trolling for a compliment.
I mean, I would go fishing for compliments, but I'm not really good at fishing to begin with. So, like, the last time I went fishing, I actually somehow, like, twirled myself in the twine. Or the fishing line. I don't know how. I was in like fifth grade.
That's been a while.
Fifth grade? You need to come here to Montana and fish with us. We can teach you.
Yeah. But you'd have to charge, right? Because your milkshake's bringing all the boys to the yard.
It's right? Heck yeah. None of this is for free.
No free lunch here, buddy.
Well, damn. I will work for food, but where can everyone find you guys at and all of that fun stuff? Social media and...
Sure. So we actually have two podcasts now. We have Front Porch Swingers, which is our naughty podcast where we talk about our real life adventures in swinging and hot wifing, which can be found anywhere or at frontporchswingers.com. And we also have Sex on Your Terms, which is our newest venture, which is a little bit more, I don't want to say educational because that makes it sound so boring, maybe more cerebral and thoughtful. And that's really more about the sexuality sphere in general. And that can be found at sexonyourterms.com. And our social media is Front Porch Swingers FP Swingers on Twitter and FP Swingers 2 on Instagram.
And YouTube. You can find us at Front Porch Swingers on YouTube.
So this new podcast, I mean, it's what, less than 10 episodes old. Mm-hmm. And so what kind of prompted you guys to start that? Because I think that, I mean, I also have two podcasts. I have this one and then a tech one. But it's just so much work. So, like, how do you guys handle all of that?
Well, I just went part-time at my job, which is freaking awesome. But I think for us, this was really a labor of love. We obviously started our podcast, Front Porch Swingers, wanting it to be more entertaining and dirty and sexy. And it has been all of those things. But Sex on Your Terms is really more of our thoughtfulness. It's around really getting people excited about the ideas of things like non-monogamy and healthy sex lives with their partners. I am now an educated sex coach, and I am so excited to share my knowledge with people. And Brian just finished his certification as a relationship coach as well. So I think this is just the culmination of us, you know, really showing off what it is we love doing and how we coach other people through the lifestyle and maybe being just, like I said, a little bit more educational in our approach with that particular podcast.
Yeah, it's definitely more analytical and I think a little thought, somewhat more thought provoking, I think, than Front Porch Swingers is.
Yeah, I haven't had the opportunity to listen to much. I mean, I'm even on Front Porch Swingers, I'm behind two or three episodes, maybe even a little bit more just because of the craziness of life. But it's definitely the episodes that I have listened to, I've definitely enjoyed them. And they are, like you say, very informative and very teachable, I think, as well. But I mean, overall, I enjoy them. And I think that our listeners and your listeners should both stop what they're doing and listen to that as well.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that.
So I was listening to the episode of where, Brenna, you got your first girl crush. And so I don't know if you can spill the beans or if I'm just behind, but that is where the majority of my questions kind of came from for today. And so one thing that I kind of wanted to bring up is Kelly and you both have this thing where you can flirt with men just fine.
It's cake.
It's cake for Kelly, she said. But I can't flirt with anyone. But you guys don't think that you can flirt with females. And I think that's very interesting to me. Like, you can flirt with one, but you can't flirt with the other. But I'm sure there's a lot more than just saying it's apples and oranges. But why do you think that is? Like, is it like a nervous thing? Or is it just you're dealing with a totally different, I guess, maybe reference point? I don't know.
I think it's a two-part issue. So the first is I am incredibly overly analytical, and I think through things very deeply, which is not always a bad thing, but it's definitely a bad thing when it comes to flirting. I think my way out of being smooth and cool. And the second part of it is I do think that there is a difference between flirting with men and flirting with women. And I don't mean to come across as misogynistic or anything like that, but I think men are, or I should say misogynistic, men are a little bit more simplistic. And I have had a lot of time, a lot of years of experience of flirting with men. And the ways that men interact with me has been very A, B, and C. There's an equation to it versus with women, it's a little bit more complex. And I'm just not used to that. And I get awkward and I get in my own head. And yeah, it's a struggle for sure. So I totally feel Kelly on that 100%.
Yes. So I agree. First of all, women intimidate the crap out of me. Okay. They're so pretty and gorgeous. And it just scares me to talk to them. Like, guys, it's easy. Cause like you said, Brenna, like I've had years of experience. I kind of know how the conversation's going to go and how they're going to react to me. If I say a certain thing, I know like what they're going to say back almost. But with women, first of all, I just recently, within the past couple of years, found out that I was bisexual. So that opened like a whole new door for me. And I've like since then, I've had like very limited exposure to women and interactions. And like I can't really explore that in my normal day-to-day life. Like I don't like to tell people about my extracurriculars, so I can't really be as open as I want to be. And maybe that would help expose me a little bit more to, I don't know, interacting with women more comfortably. But it is so, so hard. So intimidating. Right now I'm on Bumble and I've set my settings to both men and women. And the ratio has definitely increased on how many women I see on there compared to a year, even a year ago. There's definitely more women, but that's still not enough. And the ones that I do match with on there, like, are like, it's so hard to talk to them. Like I don't know how they're going to react, even though I have a unique perspective being that I'm a woman, but it's just, I have no idea what to do.
Yeah. And I think part of that too, is that as a woman, as women, we have been exposed to a lot of the BS from men. And I'm not man-hating right now, but we do deal with a lot of BS, okay? And I think when a guy approaches you as a woman, you have that immediate guard up. And then when you're a woman approaching another woman, you assume that that guard is already up, because you empathize with them or sympathize with them. And I think that's part of it too, is that we assume that other women are already kind of, they want to distance themselves to a certain degree as a protective measure. So I don't know, there's just a lot of complex things that go on with a woman and another woman. And it makes it even more complicated when you're bisexual, when you're partnered with a man. I mean, there's a lot going on.
Well, how about this idea of, so when a woman, your typical male and female flirtation scenario, the woman can literally drive that conversation because she's in control, because she has essentially what the man wants, either a relationship or coital activity. And so maybe like shifting that to where you're not in control can be like a little bit of like completely just new territory, you know? Does that make sense?
For me, 100%, yes.
Yeah, it's just like, because with Kelly, for example, with me, she fucking cracks that whip pretty hard. So
no, I don't. Stop.
But no, it's like, I wouldn't know how to flirt with anyone, to be honest with you. But like for her, I mean, she's told me of stories where the females have just come on too strong and scared the shit out of her. It's like, oh my God, what do I do?
Yeah, exactly. It freaks me out. Like I'm not used to it.
Yeah, I've experienced the exact same thing. And the other thing I've experienced is another woman in a couple who is not necessarily familiar or experienced in quote unquote the dating world, and they don't know how to reach out to me in a respectful way. And I think that messes with my head too, because I get a lot of that experience. And then when I think of going and interacting with another woman, it's like, well, I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be the shitbag. Mm-hmm. I want to be charming and cute and adorable. So that has a way of kind of throwing you off your game as well.
Yeah, no, it's, I mean, shit, when I try to flirt with a guy, I don't know how to do it. Like,
really? Because
on Grindr, they're literally just send dick pics and send like, hey, do you want to meet up right now? Or,
oh, it's very to the point. There's no like courtship of like.
Yeah, I mean, on occasion, like you'll find those people, but then it's just like, hey, what's up, man? And then you have like a bro chat or whatever. It's just like normal conversation. And then it might end with, so what are you doing later? And then once you get there to the location where you're going to hang out, or they get there, whatever, it's literally like a play date at that scenario or at that time, because you have like a minute or two of small talk and then someone's cock is in your mouth. Like,
what? Okay, women are definitely a little bit like, they need to be romanced and like,
for sure,
talk to, I guess. And that is so strange.
But would like, you I, not I prefer get, that like, too, Adam? Wouldn't you prefer to be kind of quote unquote courted, whether it's by a woman or a man? Or is that something that like doesn't even factor in for you as a man?
So on Grindr and stuff, when people send me those messages or like dick pics right off the bat, like first message, or hey, do you want to meet up, or I'd love to blow you or whatever, like I typically just block them, because I'd like to have a friend out of this too that I can hang out with and maybe put their cock in my mouth, whatever. But that's one thing that Kelly and I really want out of these sexual relationships, is also a friendship. So very much so, I would like to be courted, as you would say. Not necessarily like to marry or anything like that, but just have a friendship, you know, because that for me helps. If that chemistry is there, then I can have sex with you. If it's not, get the fuck out, you know?
Yeah, for sure. You still deserve effort just because you're a man and it may be another man or a woman doesn't mean that you mm-hmm. don't deserve some level of effort being shown to you.
Yeah, for sure. And I think it just really boils down to, you know, really not so much even so much the fact that there's going to be effort, but the fact that if like, we can establish some chemistry through chat and talking, mm-hmm. then I can definitely see it going further. But, you know, don't get me wrong. Like some people have sent me dick pics and, you know, they're fairly nice, but same time, it's like, okay, aren't you going to say, hi, my name is so-and-so. This is what I'm looking for.
Yeah. Or I live in this area. Like courtesy and respect. Don't just expect like.
Yeah. But I guess that is effort.
Yeah. Effort. Right.
Yeah. Kind of. I guess so. But yeah, it's just very, very weird, I guess. Guys are, we just, it, when dealing with another male, typically that's the things that we get. I mean, it's, I mean, I wouldn't put it on the level of the male to female interaction in terms of those bad solo guys or single guys that you guys are always having tips for on Front Porch Swingers. But, you know, it's definitely heading that way, I think.
We've got some tips for couples as of late.
Ooh.
We've got some pretty amazing emails from couples lately that have interacted with single guys, and the interactions haven't gone well. And for reasons unknown, really, they blame the single guy. And after they kind of lay out the scenario of what happened, it's like, well, wait a minute, this is your fault. This isn't the guy's fault. So we've been having those conversations a lot more now.
Yeah, I remember in one of your podcast episodes, Brenna, you started to want to jump all down this guy's throat. And then you're like, well, no, actually, I didn't respond to him for like 12 hours or something. You know, maybe I could have just sent him a, hey, I'm busy or whatever. So, I mean, and that's something that as soon as I heard that, I was like, oh, Ellie, you should do this too, because she's very bad at being responsive. Like, she'll
super bad.
Yeah. I'm fortunate that she even texts me, you know, like with play partners, it's almost like she's ghosting them, but completely unintentional. It's just she works a lot and sleeps a lot.
You're just aloof, Kelly. It's quite endearing.
I don't know. They get pretty mad, and it's sometimes I feel really bad. I do, but I just like sometimes it just goes over my head, and I just kind of forget. And when I do try to catch it, I do apologize. But sometimes they've already gone and left the chat or like unmatched me.
Yeah, it's very difficult because when we're like meeting up or trying to talk to couples and stuff like that, I will be the one mostly trying to drive the chat, and Kelly will chime in every couple of days kind of thing. And so that makes it very difficult as well. But
we're the opposite.
I don't know. It is.
Brenna does most
really?
Of that. Yeah. I'm terrible at it too. I don't typically get
involved. I'm the social butterfly. I want to talk to everyone. And Brian's
out to me directly. I'm really bad about it.
Yes. That is Adam. Adam's just like so good at like driving conversation and getting people to interact. And I'm just like, oh, you need my input. Here it is.
Well, for me, I'm just like, I'm not arrogant enough to think anybody really wants to hear what I have to say. So I just don't jump out there unless somebody wants to.
It's not arrogance. Yeah. Are you saying I'm arrogant?
No, you're super friendly. and you know, you're the life of the party for the most part. You're the light in the room. Everybody just kind of gravitates toward you. I sit in the corner and just watch. I don't really.
Well, I think you're delightful. So.
What's that?
I think you're delightful. So well, maybe you should get more involved.
I don't know. It's weird. I'm weird about that.
I don't know. It is what it is, but eventually we'll find our couple. Another thing is that when you had your first girl crush, which, by the way, is freaking awesome, but we know you guys aren't kind of sure of if this is where you guys are headed or not, but polyamory, you at least had mentioned that you can't rule it out.
No, for sure.
And so what would that look like with a female in terms of both Brenna having a girlfriend and maybe even you having a girlfriend too, Brian?
Oh, we just talked about this on our latest Sex on Your Terms episode, and we went through every possible scenario. And I think what we have discovered is, A, we will absolutely be in a polyamorous dynamic at some point. We don't want to force it. We're not necessarily jumping on all of the polyamory apps trying to find that right now, especially considering our lifestyle and the fact that we're getting ready to get on the road and leave our permanent home. But I know that, and we know, I should say, that we will eventually get there. I also think that from speaking with Brian and really understanding his perspective, a lot of our polyamory dynamic comes from, or at least his desire for our polyamory dynamic comes from him wanting me to find someone closer to my age, because Brian is 20 years older than me. And the idea of someone, I don't like the idea of someone taking care of me, because that's very, I don't like that at all. But someone being in my life to provide certain things for me when Brian is gone is very important from his perspective. And I think both of us are now in agreement after many conversations that person will probably be a man. Just because I, at this point, consider myself more heteronormative or more heteroromantic, and I am more interested in being in a relationship with a man That being said, we don't rule out the fact that if an amazing, lovely, beautiful, big-bootied woman came into our lives, that that it wouldn't work out for us. It's just not something that's necessarily in our quote-unquote plan right now.
Yeah, that is like, so I can also relate because before Kelly and I got together, I could never see myself dating or marrying a man. Nothing against men, but I just look at Kelly. But
I can't.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, there's no video chat on our part. But when it comes to the whole polyamorous thing and potentially having another partner, you know, the question that, or what made me ask you guys, not only was the episode where you talked about this and potentially bringing it up, or where, Brian, you went over about how it would most likely be because you're 20 years older, and when you're gone, you would like for her to just be happy and have certain needs met. And so that got me thinking about this question. But then when Kelly and I, when we had that failed foursome, the girl is actually our neighbor. And Kelly, I wouldn't classify it as a crush, but you find her very attractive. And so, and I do too. And so that kind of like sparked my mind of thinking, what if we entered into something like that? But with her specifically, I just can't see that right now. She's not really in like the best position to be able to do something like that. But you know, it's very interesting to think about changing up the dynamic and what that would look like, because it's kind of, in some cases, it can be uncomfortable to think about if it's something new, especially when you're potentially opening your heart to another person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, it's scary for me to think of, you know, like I said, we're not ruling out another woman coming in. And while I love interacting with women sexually, the idea of Brian falling for somebody else is scary to me. And it's, I never want to limit the possibilities of his life. I want him to have every experience he wants because I love him so much. And because I believe that he deserves every happiness that is available in this life. But the idea of him, for example, coming to me and saying, hey, I am into this woman on a romantic level, not just a sexual level, you know, I do think it would hurt a little bit. And I think it would take some wrapping my mind around it. And I don't think that that necessarily makes it a bad thing. You know, the idea of him coming to me and saying something that would sting a little doesn't necessarily mean that it shouldn't happen. And I think that that's what people need to kind of get their minds around in terms of polyamory, is it's not always easy. And it's not always something that is going to feel amazing and be this, you know, perfect fit in your life. It's more about getting through the hard times to get to a point where you're experiencing the ultimate experiences in life, whatever that looks like for you personally.
Yeah, I can understand that, because you got to get through the hard shit together. And like, I actually just told a listener this past week, or maybe it was this week, that ethical non-monogamy, no matter what dynamic it is, it's a lot of work, but it can be very, very well worth it. And I, to kind of further on the other question, is I think most men, when our spouse or significant other is like, hey, I want a girlfriend, or whatever, you're like, fuck yeah, you know, because you're thinking immediately like it's a triad and a poly triad. And so that doesn't necessarily always happen, because let's say the girlfriend is not interested in you, or she's not interested in men, right? But as a guy, that's kind of where your mind initially goes, I think, at least for me. But let's say Kelly wanted another boyfriend, then I would be a lot uncomfortable, which is completely hypocritical. It's like, why is one okay, but the other one is not? You know, have you guys experienced, well, I guess you kind of have like thought about that one, like you just said, you know, if Brian was to try to give himself to another female, you know?
Yeah, I don't see that being our dynamic. Honestly, we've talked about it. I don't think I have the capacity for that, to be honest with you. I think it's going to come from Brenda's side, and whether that is a male or female person that we kind of, you know,
or otherwise
comes into our circle. It certainly isn't. I don't believe it's going to be on my end in either case.
Why?
I just don't think I have it in me. I really don't. I all of my energy and everything I do is really focused on our relationship. And when I think about trying to broaden that a little bit, even, and sharing my life, any piece of my life with another, you know, with another person, I frankly can't wrap my head around it.
Basically, I'm extra AF, and Brian is very concerned about someone else coming in and stealing that energy away because he can't handle it.
Yeah, I don't have that much fucking energy. So, yeah, I just...
He's tired.
Yeah, I really don't think I can do it, honestly. And the truth of the matter is I am not angling for that in any way, shape, or form, whether Brenda decides that she wants to be with another male partner or female partner or anything else, any other, you know, anything in between. That's her decision. I will very literally have no input as to what that looks like, other than the person themselves. You know, if they're a good person, that's really all that matters to me. I don't believe I'm going to have a lot to do with that as time goes on. That's going to be a decision she's.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way, because I tell Kelly all the time, if I just have her for the rest of my life, I'm the luckiest man in the world. But I also don't see myself having another, like, or really even wanting another girlfriend or another female in my life in that type of a role. Because, like, Kelly...
I'm a lot to handle, is what he's trying to say.
You can be, but I'm trying to, like, sugarcoat it.
No, don't sugarcoat it. She's extra, too. Listen, here's the thing for me. I'm older than all of you, and I'm here to tell you, my relationship with Brenda, and I don't say that it's been a lot of work from a negative perspective. I have really worked at this relationship. Because I have never worked at one before. I did not give a shit. It didn't. Most of them didn't matter to me. They just didn't. It was simply something that was part of my life, and it was something I thought I should do. But I never put as much energy into a relationship as I have in these past 3 years. And now that I've done that, and I understand what it takes to make a relationship like ours really not just function, but thrive, I am not about to try to do that again. I mean, I just cannot do it. I don't want to. How about that? I don't want to fucking. I have all I need. I do not need to do that again. You know, now, does that mean that I don't want to necessarily at some point experience some different things? You know, whatever that looks like, you know, from a sexual perspective? No, absolutely not. I mean, we're all in this lifestyle for a reason. But from a relationship standpoint, I don't think I can't give another piece of myself to anyone. It would be unfair to that person. I know that I couldn't give enough of myself to anyone else to make it matter.
Yeah, I think that pretty much sums it up for me too, because, like, I don't want to do that whole thing again. Like, you know, try to find someone else. And I mean, for fuck's sake, my Bumble is, like, horrendous, you know? And, like, Kelly's getting matches left and right. Well, I shouldn't say left and right, because that's how you swipe. But she's getting a lot of matches, and I'm over here struggling to get one, you know? And it's just kind of funny. But I don't know, it's so fucking difficult, because Kelly was saying earlier that I'm, like, the social butterfly of the two of us. But really, she's just an introvert, and I teeter-totter on the borderline. And unless there's some sort of already established, like, commonality. So, for example, if I was a grocery store clerk, and you were coming into the grocery store looking for bread, and you're like, hey, Adam, where's the bread? I'm like, oh, it's over there. And then I might notice something on your shirt and then be able to strike up a conversation that way. But if Kelly and I had met in a bar, we would not be together. I would not have been able to go up to her. I wouldn't have, like... If she came up to me at the bar just to order a drink while I'm like, we just happen to be standing next to each other, I might, like, look over and in my head try to formulate something to say and then completely fail and then just try to pick my jaw up off the floor as she walks away.
No, Adam, listen, I'm with you when it comes to flirting. First of all, I'm unfortunately, I've had a very different background than most. So I didn't, it was never an issue for me flirting with women. I was surrounded by them, and meeting women came very easy to me for a long time. So I'm totally fucking ruined and jaded by it. But you talk about not picking up on somebody flirting with you. I was at a dinner event with this amazing, sexy woman sitting next to me who's rubbing my leg under the table. Okay.
How is that not flirting?
She's rubbing my leg. And it never really dawned on me that she wanted to bang me. It was just like, oh, she's really so sweet. I mean, we just have this great conversation, and it's almost like she was, you know, like, very politely touching my leg. And after corresponding with her, of course, later on, you know, after the vet and I had gotten home and, you know, got back into town and that kind of thing, we're still corresponding. She's like, yeah, I was so desperately trying to get you to take my hand to put it in my leg. I'm like, I didn't catch that at all. No, I just thought you were being nice.
The worst part is he tells me this story and I'm going, oh, she wanted your dick so bad. And he's like, no, she was just being nice and trying to make me feel comfortable. I'm like, Women don't rub men's legs to make them feel comfortable. That's not a thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, particularly in the company of her husband, apparently, who's also a super guy. I just enjoyed talking to him so much, but it really did not click that this woman was trying to get me to go back to her room while she was rubbing my fucking leg under the table at dinner. So yeah, I mean, it went right over my head. Didn't even occur to me.
Oh my gosh.
That is crazy.
That's legendary. I mean, I would overthink that, and I'm the overthinker of the two of us, and so I would overthink that and kind of maybe like, I don't know, maybe she wants it, and then maybe try to like make a move somehow, try to how to do that, and then I'd overthink that and then wouldn't do it.
No, once again, we've just had this conversation about, you know, chivalry and being polite and respectful and courteous for me to, you know, as it pertains to women, and, you know, my opening the car doors and pulling a chair out, you know, all those kinds of things that you did because that's how I grew up and that's how my father raised us. And it's just what I did. And so the first thing I'm thinking is, well, oh, she's really nice, but I would never put my hand on her leg. Even after she did that to me, I would never do that thinking it was just disrespect.
So blueprint, if anyone wants to ever fuck Brian, you literally need to say, do you want to fuck me or should we go fuck, or it's never going to happen.
Yeah, you need to just write me over the head with it, because I'm just like, oh, that's nice, rubbing my leg. Awesome. That's so sweet.
Just write it on your forehead. Yeah. That's all you got to do.
And I'm not talking about like this was, she is smoking hot. I mean, sexy in this tight dress, smells amazing, sat next to me for 2 hours. And at no point did I ever think, I should totally bang her. That never occurred to me.
Well, you and I both kind of tried to not be the typical single male in the lifestyle.
Absolutely not.
In terms of...
No, absolutely.
So, and for me, that's where it comes from, is like, I'm trying to be overly respectful.
Correct. I always err on the side of caution, and I didn't want to do that and be disrespectful.
But do you, of you, talk yourselves out of amazing, sexy experiences because you do that?
Maybe, yes. But that's what I have you for.
Brian does, for sure. He's saying maybe. The answer is 100% yes.
Well, that's what I have you for. You're there to help me out with that stuff. But you weren't there, so I had no wing woman. So I was on my own.
Yeah.
You know? If you were sitting next to me and I whispered, hey, her hand is on my thigh, you would have said, well, she totally wants to bang you.
I know. I would have been like, go for it.
It would have been an issue. But yeah, so I'm the same way. I'm with you. I don't really pick up on that very well.
Well, speaking of meeting people, Kelly and I, we met through an app and we matched and she stood me up 3 times and then we fucked for 8 hours. And then a couple weeks later, I pointed out to her that she had feelings for me. And then,
how nice of you.
And then, and then 2 weeks later, I was like, you love me, don't you? And she's like, yes. Like she
tricked me.
Yeah, she fucking hated to admit it. Yeah, I try. Yoda is my hero because he's so short like Kelly. But no, you guys have kind of an interesting story yourself involving Craigslist ad, right? In BDSM?
We do, yeah. So I was searching for a dom. And specifically, I've always been attracted to older men. It's just my thing. And so I reached out looking for a dominant older man, and I got a ton of responses. But Brian was, of course, one of them. And I don't think either of us expected this to be a serious thing. I think we both went into this thinking, okay, we're kind of just playing around and it's going to be a fun, silly adventure. And that's what it is. And after the first date, I will be honest. Well, I should say Brian coerced me on the first date into sex.
All right. No, let's stop you right there. That is absolutely not what happened. Absolutely not what happened. That is not my recollection of the evening's events. I'm sorry. We did absolutely end up having sex, but I would not use the word coerce at all. I was quite the gentleman.
Okay.
I made you tea.
Yeah. Tea means sex. So anyway.
Is that what the tea leaves said?
No, I actually made her a cup of hot tea. First of all, it was freezing. It was like December here and it's crazy cold. We were outside. We walked to 4 different places on our date for drinks and dinner and coffee, drinks and dinner. And by the time the night was over, I said, well, let me make you a cup of hot tea, which I did. And then, of course, you know,
at his house. And then he started kissing on my neck. And the next thing you know, we're banging. Yeah. So I think it's all Brian's fault. But
that's not what happened. We'll just have to agree to disagree.
But I think both of us were like, even after that first experience, we're like, oh my God, the sex was amazing. We like each other. We just clicked pretty much immediately. But neither of us wanted a serious thing. So we were kind of rebelling against it. We were just like bucking back constantly. I remember I was still talking to other guys, and like every time I would talk to them, I was like, well, it's not fucking Brian, you know? And so I don't think it was until I left town, because we were inseparable. We were together every single day, every single night. And it wasn't until I went on vacation with a friend and was gone for like 5 days that we were both like, oh my God, I love the other person. So it was a huge wake up call. And that was kind of the turning point of our relationship. We both realized that this was something we both wanted, even though we tried to tell ourselves we didn't.
Wow. I mean, that's pretty fucking crazy. Brian, you might have coerced her a little bit there.
I disagree entirely.
No, it's funny because we both kind of tried to fight it ourselves, because Kelly was still fucking around. I was
not.
I was trying to. but she had like this play date with this guy, and one of my favorite artists, like his song just kept going in my head. And it was like, last night, the lyrics are, last night I woke the fuck up. I realized I need you here, as desperate as that sounds. And that just kept like reoccurring and playing in my mind. And so I texted her. I was like, what would it take for you to not go on this date with this guy? And she was like completely like not having it. So she went on this date anyway. And then she was like, this isn't Adam, right?
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you know, you know.
It works out.
Yeah. We fought it. We were reluctant for sure. And there was, you know, as Brenda said, once she left to go out of town and we were without each other for 5 days without a choice, or 6 days, whatever it was, it became pretty clear we were not going to do well without one another.
Well, there were so many things like fighting against it too. I mean, he was 20 years older than me, which now doesn't seem like a big deal at all. But back then it was like, oh my God, he's my parents' age. He literally could have went to high school with my father. So it's like, you know, there's that element of it. He just moved to town. I was a year out of a marriage. Like, there was a lot of elements where it's like, it doesn't make sense for us to be really serious with each other. And yet, when it works, it just fucking works.
Yeah, I was literally in town permanently, I think, for 2 days when I had been back and forth a few times for, you know, for work. But permanently, I think I was here for 48 hours.
Have you ever tried, like, or considered treasure hunting? Because you just, like, land in an area and then find it right away.
Yeah, listen, there's no question. I'm very lucky. There's no doubt. It could have worked out very differently, for sure. I just randomly happened to be looking at Craigslist on my laptop and saw her post and responded to it. That, you know, the post that she drunkenly put up with the night she was drinking with her friend, and thought, well, I got to try this. And, you know, I responded to it. It was the only one I responded to, and then just never thought about it again.
Yeah, love it.
That's so crazy how it worked out. You know, like, you're just looking for a dom and you try to fight it, and then now you're fighting through life together.
Well, even when we came up with the idea that we were going to have a very rigid, you know, sub-dom relationship, and we were laying out, or attempted one evening over dinner to lay out the protocols and what that would look like, it was a shit show. I mean, we were just not, we couldn't get that list done, because there was just too many other factors that we were like kind of concentrating, you know, and it just wasn't going to work. There was no way that that's all this relationship was going
to
be.
I don't, how did like, was it when you're trying to set up that whole rule and like list of everything, was it just, you couldn't keep your hands off each other in terms of, like, those were the things that kept going on? Or was it just like an event would take place and you're like, fuck, I actually kind of like her a little more than I would like to? Or like, how did that kind of play out, other than, I know you went on vacation for a little bit and that's really what made you two realize it, but, you know, maybe the moments that you're trying to fight off and say, no, I don't actually have these feelings or whatever, but how did that?
Yeah, because with the list of protocols that we had kind of put in place and the types of play that we were going to, in which we were going to engage, there was never a conversation about, okay, and we're going to have like a normative date on this night of the week, or we're going to do any of these other extraneous things. It was simply going to be,
or I'm going to spend the night 7 nights in a row.
Right. It was just going to be, these are our protocols. This is how it's going to work. You know, right down the line from the time that, you know, either she showed up or I showed up at a location, until the time one of us left or whatever that looked like. But as we're having these conversations, I'm thinking, and of course, as it turns out, as was she, but I would really like to just have dinner with you. Like, I just want to sit across from you and talk to you. Like, there was never a time where I was able to concentrate fully on the task at hand, so to speak, without thinking, but I really would like to, like, take her out sometime too. You know, like, I couldn't compartmentalize that.
We'd also have these intense BDSM scenes, which were incredibly hot. And then we would lay there and I would think, okay, it's time for me to leave and go home. And I would like start to get dressed and Brian would like pull me back in and be like, no, I don't want you to leave. So that was also confusing because it's like, okay, this is a BDSM strict dynamic. And yet you're wanting to like hold me and cuddle me and like take me to breakfast the next morning. So
yeah, we already broke protocol. So it's like, okay, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. All the rules went out the window.
Well, isn't there a part of BDSM? We're not in the community.
Yeah, so there's an aftercare component. Ignorant. But even after right. that, it was like, well, but you know, you don't have to leave. You should just stay. And then at one point I said, you know, why don't you just put some stuff, you know, keep some stuff here so you don't have to keep leaving every night kind of thing. And from that point on, I mean, we just never, I mean, we were together every day.
So it was essentially one of those like Mulan references, like perfectly, where Mulan asked the guy, was like, hey, would you like to stay for dinner? And then in the background, you hear someone yell, would you like to stay forever? And I guess that's kind of like what happened here.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we, you know, we had been, other than working out of town, we had not been apart at all. I mean, at one point, I think the longest we've been apart was like 5 days. I think I was gone. I went to Atlanta for work and I was gone for 5 or 6 days or something. Actually, I cut it short.
Yeah, and I owned this big, beautiful house in the country, and I was never fucking staying there because I was obsessed with him. So
yeah, we were at my loft downtown, so she just stayed with me. Literally came to get clothes a couple of times a month and came back to my place.
That's pretty funny because it was the opposite for us. Kelly had the apartment, but I lived like 45 minutes away with my mom because we were still in school at university. And she was like, don't go, just fucking stay. And
yeah, and then so, he would do my laundry and clean my house, and it was great.
This beautiful woman was like 3 weeks behind on laundry.
Oh, let's not even talk about it. Let's not even talk about laundry. It gets crazy here.
You're rude.
But lingerie, though.
Oh, that's totally different.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on the show. Where can everyone find you again?
Frontporchswingers.com is our main hub for the podcast. You can find it on any podcast app as well. And we also have sexonyourterms.com, which is our coaching platform and our second podcast. And we're all over the socials, Frontporch or FP Swingers on Twitter and FP Swingers 2 on Instagram.
Well, also don't forget about fullswapshop.com.
Yep. Hell yeah. You can
find
us there too.
And YouTube. You can find Frontport Swingers on YouTube.
You can find Kelly and Adam on FullSwapShop.com as well, which we're very excited to be partnering with you guys on another project.
Yeah,
it's fucking sweet. We're stoked about it. But again, thank you guys so much for coming on the show. This is something that I've been wanting to happen for a long time. I mean, when you guys asked us to come on your show, I needed a change of pants. Like, I was excited. You know, so
well, we're always happy to talk to you guys. I'm happy I got a chance to talk to Kelly because, like I said, it's always you and I.
Yes.
Typically, anyway. Not that I don't enjoy
talking. Yeah, Kelly was on our show.
Yeah, but it's been a while.
Yeah, it has been, for sure.
Yeah, like 4 or 5 months.
Yeah,
has it been that long?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah. And I text, Adam and I text back and forth. I'm not even going to try to text Kelly. She doesn't respond to me, apparently. So.
You know, if you have Snapchat, I would be more responsive. And you get more cute pictures.
Yeah.
You can't figure that out.
Yeah, that's way past. I'm sorry.
Come on, I have like sugar daddies that are like in their 60s. That navigate Snapchat, which is incredible.
That's because they are desperately trying to get in those pants, sister. They will figure it the fuck out. They will get us. They'll get a 15-year-old to figure out, show them how to do that shit.
So what you're saying is, when you guys are on the road, you'll get a Snapchat.
Snapchat
when you're nearby.
For sure.
I will teach him how to do that. Yes,
please do.
Well, Brenda's my wing woman, so if you just send it to her, I'll get a chance to see it at some point.
Love it.
Oh my god. We'll have to like give each other like Snapchats, I guess. Anyway, again, thank you guys so much for coming in more ways than one.
Yes.
And I guess we'll talk to each other on socials and through text messages, with the exception of Kelly, of course.
Yes, absolutely.
Talk to Adam.
Yeah.
Talk to Adam.
Yeah.
Who responds quickly, I might add.
Thank you guys so much for having us. This was a blast.
Thanks, you guys.
All right, guys. So thank you so much to Brian and Brenna for coming on our show. It was kind of last minute and the audio on our side wasn't that great for the first minute, but we hope that you guys enjoyed it. We hope that you guys took away some things from that interview, and thank you so much for listening to it. And so with that being said, we want to give kind of a call to action of sorts, because earlier in the show, before the interview, we had kind of mentioned FullSwapShop.com as our sponsor, when in reality, that's where you can buy our merch. That is where you can buy Front Porch Swingers merch. That's where you can buy merch for several different shows. And that is Kinky Frame of Mind, Crazy Truth, Front Porch Swingers, and The Naked Relationship. We are excited about this partnership, and we really hope that you guys really enjoy it as well. And if you do buy something, let us know. We want to give you a shout out on our socials, on our podcast, whatever, we want to just say thank you so much. And lastly, please check out altplayground.net. They help make this show possible because of you guys. So please check out altplayground.net. They are amazing. They're progressive. We love them, and we are confident that you will too. In closing, please follow us on social media at TNR Podcasts. That's plural. That's on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Kelly runs the Instagram, although I've been kind of posting a little bit here and there to try to help out. And please send us a message on there too. I know we're kind of asking a lot of you here in these last couple of minutes, but overall, we want to create sort of a community with you guys. We want to be able to connect with you, and we want to be able to be friends with you. We don't want to, you know, be too cool for school or whatever. So thank you so much for listening, and we hope you guys enjoyed it. Adios.